Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a study called Speaking Lies Fluently. And I'll start in 1 Timothy 4, 1-2. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. So it's a dangerous thing to lie, but it's a more dangerous thing to do it without conviction, with consistency. Proverbs 30, verse 20. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and saith, I have done no wickedness. Lying is a falsehood which portrays itself as the truth in conversation or a situation, usually used as a cloak or a diversion to protect oneself and most oftentimes one's flesh. I know this firsthand, as early on in my walk, I was still holding on to my pride and my arrogant ways, thus when confronted about it, lies would flow out naturally, because I was defending my flesh. Psalms 62, verse 4. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. The Lord was merciful to me, as I had asked that the reason for my lies be made clear, and that whatever root of evil was left in me be rooted out. I was brought to the dust, and I was terrified of destruction. But the Lord picked me up after I relinquished my deep-rooted sin and pride, and he gave me his Holy Spirit to continue on for his glory. Luke 22:31-32. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. The reason I bring this testimony up is because I've witnessed much lies, much deception, from Confusion Down Under and Accuser in Alberta, with no remorse. The Lord cares enough to bring light, expose the darkness, and offer peace. But instead of fearing God, repenting in the dust, and being lifted up for the glory of God, the track continues down into more darkness, speaking lies fluently. Job 13:4-5. But ye are forgers of lies, ye are all physicians of no value. Oh, that ye would altogether hold your peace, and it should be your wisdom. The Lord is faithful, I am witness. But the proud, the hypocrite, the liars will not dwell with him, especially those who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Psalm 5, 4-5. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, thou hatest all workers of iniquity. These are they who are sensual, lacking the Spirit. Jude 1, 17-19. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But the goodness of God, for not destroying all liars, of whom I was chief, calls all to repentance and a new life in the truth. You can be made new, speaking no guile, confusion, evil against your neighbor, rather speaking the pure and acceptable things authored by the Spirit of God. The key is, you have to want this, and it will involve losing your identity. Psalm 51:17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. This is a choice everyone makes for themselves. No one can do it for you. But if you fear God, you'll hate pride, arrogance, lies, and a disobedient mouth. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. And finally, Job 11:2-6. Should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be justified? Should thy lies make men hold their peace? And when thou mockest, shall no man make thee ashamed? For thou hast said, My doctrine is pure, I am clean in thine eyes. But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against thee, and that he would show thee the secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is. Know therefore that God exacteth of thee less than thine iniquity deserveth. So that was my study, Speaking Lies Fluently. And I thought it would be good to bring up that testimony of speaking a lot of lies. I was a man who spoke a lot of lies in my lost life, and I carried over some of that into my walk in the truth. I was still holding on to my pride, my arrogancy, and I had to get to a place where I saw how much I was lying, and it kind of opened my eyes to how much I was lying. I was like, wow, the lies just poured out naturally, and I saw how it was affecting everyone. I saw how it was affecting the brothers and sisters, and that really scared me. And I had fear of God, because the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, because I know that evil will destroy me. It will separate me from God. So I had to get to a point where I was totally broken and in the dust. And when you're in the dust, when you're broken down to that base level of you pretty much, the only way out is through the Lord, through Jesus Christ, I was scared that I was going to hell. I was scared that I was going to be destroyed, that God was just going to cut me off because I was lying, I was deceiving, professing to be a Christian, excuse me. So once you get to that point where you are terrified of the Lord and fear God, he won't leave you. He won't leave you there. He'll pick you up. As it says in Job, let me look up that verse actually. That's a really good verse. Job. There's a lifting up. Yep, here it is. Job 22:29. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, There is a lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. I like that verse, because that's exactly what I use with my testimony, because I've been through a lot. And I can say that when you're cast down, if you really want the lies, the pride, and all of that torn out, if you notice that you're speaking lies fluently, and the key is to notice it, because you can be in a lot of darkness. The wicked stumble around in the darkness, they know not whither they goeth. So once you get that little pinprick of light where it's like, wow, I'm lying a lot, don't let that go by the wayside. Make sure you press into it, like my last study was, press in, attack it, and say, why am I lying so much? What is the problem? I need to get to the problem, because if you lie without any conviction of the Holy Spirit, the chances are you're not born of the Holy Spirit, or that you've quenched the Spirit so much that he's not convicting you of that anymore, which is a very scary place to be. So, I'm a witness, I'm a testimony that the Lord is faithful, that you don't have to speak lies fluently, that you can tear that out, but you have to get the knowledge that you are speaking lies fluently, and you have to want to tear it out as well. And that will involve tearing you down to a base level of completely broken. You have to be honest about all of your sin. You have to be honest about, I had to be honest about, I wasn't born again. Religious pride is a big one. And then the Lord can build you up from there. But I hope this edified everyone today, and I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.